Everything worthwhile is done with other people. Maryam Kaba.
Samandar Gauss is a Pakistani-American poet, gardener, and community organizer currently working on an MFA at Indiana University. They are a VONA Voices of Our Nation Fellow, a Tin House Workshop alum, and the recipient of the 2020 Vera Meyer Stroob Poetry Prize. Their work can be found on poets.org, Poetry Daily, and Poesis, and they currently serve as poetry editor for Indiana Review. Welcome to The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Sami, what poems have you brought for us today?
Earth Wants Us Here, after Gabriela Kolchava's Picking Mushrooms. I almost didn't see them, heads bowed under the sparse birch crowns. Isn't this what science calls biomimicry? Standing still or walking slow in a forest, more velvet-headed deer than human, on the lookout for a good mushroom or two. Let's call it Earth's survival strategy, and remember that people are trees, too. Which means this is also the people's survival strategy, to be a lovely long-legged animal, or a river birch, or even a tall dead ash, or a succulent hunk of chicken of the woods clinging to a tree like a sign of something, like an orange flag declaring, "Life is possible, and the world is a delicious place." How I want to believe this on my most blinding days, when a bottle of pills looms closer than the freezer chanterelles, buttered, sautéed, salted from last August, and my imagination of how the day might end. You can see it in the photograph, the whirlwind surrounding our people and trees, our people trees. Where I come from, there's even a tree called pipa. The leaf-laden earth and the lichen-loved branches swirling out of focus like my own desire to be alive, which... wait for it. In the photograph, has the odd effect of sharpening the dark eyes of the birch bark, calling to attention how the trees are looking at us, and maybe looking out for us, which is what I want to say about people, too. That these two friends in and of the forest would doff their thick jackets for a sick wolf or lay a warm hand on the forehead of a stranger, maybe my own. Sometimes to learn of the earth is to love it. To look closely at its fevered face and feel the blossom-soft tug of gravity saying, "Come here," or even, "Please stay," and hear the mushrooms running their pale feet into tributaries under the dark, soft ground. And I want to stay looking through the wormhole of this hurricane eye in the photograph so I might hear the chorus singing through today's dense rain, chaga and chestnut and heather and moss, beeple and people and skein of puffball mushrooms on an old sassafras log, clapping their hands and harmonizing like the fox I saw, perfectly red and black under a canopy of sugar maples last week, convincing me there is no better way to tree than people. That there is no better way to people than tree. To stare deep into the unending sorrow at my oaken feet and understand there are morels growing there in the dark. Ramadan Dastarkhan, for queer Muslims of Boston in the Union Square Halakha. Faint smell of feet and bedsheet on the floor, a steady rise and fall of seats and the bell of laughter, too. A gathering of voices joking about gins and a hand slicing bean pie fresh from Detroit, my brother I just met in a turban, his lover with eyebrows of two colors, pit bull melting in the middle of this living room, whom we scoot to the side to pray Maghrib, all mixed up, gender to gender, as someone sings the Fatiha. We who have never known the straight path make dua for our siblings on the knife, then pass around forks to eat the sweets we made. We have no name for this. Our day-long hunger blessed, and the peals of laughter flooding the dastarkhan. We decide our children will name it history, and unbothered, we eat and eat.
You've been listening to poetry by Samandar Gauss on The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey.